Just open the Daily Trojan and you'll find them. Little boxes in the classified section requesting your genetic bits and pieces. Oh yeah, and they'll give you $10,000. I wanted to know why 7 ads were asking me to donate my eggs. Well, actually only 2, since I'm not Asian or Jewish. So I thought I'd hike up 4 flights of stairs to the DT's offices and find out. But then I had a better idea. Take the elevator. I showed up for my meeting with the director of student publications, only to find that she was in another meeting. And when I came back from my rescheduled meeting, Mona Cravens was once again in another meeting. I left feeling disheartened, but I figured if I couldn't talk to someone who knew the technicalities of the ads, I'd just ask the ladies of USC what they thought about them.
Egg donation ads are misleading because they just make it seem like, you know, a simple process, like you go in, you pull a tooth, and that's it.
I think they appeal to students looking for easy money.
Seems amazing that people would actually take an ad out like that in a college interview. I guess that's the best place to find them.
When I first saw them, I thought they were quite surprising because I never really thought about donating your eggs.
My favorite ad was like they wanted a Jewish egg donor, but they guessed if you'd only seen Fiddler on the Roof. At least if you'd done that, they could take it.
But what I really found was that the $667 a semester that some companies spend to run an ad in the DT might not be money well spent.
I don't think it's for me.
I don't think I would ever actually sell my eggs.
I hear it's a complicated process, and it is possibly painful.
I would never do it.
My cousin said she'd disown me if I ever did that.
Now, in all fairness, the director of student publications eventually gave me a call. She told me that a lot of companies target top-tier schools looking for what she called young, healthy people to make their offspring. The Daily Trojan never seeks out these ads, and I was told that the college market has been saturated with them. Amanda Kelly, Annenberg Radio News.